This is Joey Lewandowski, WRPR News. Nearly everyone at Ramapo is familiar with WRPR, whether they've acted as a DJ or simply tuned in. But how many know that a group of students, WRPR's e-board, run the station? James Hood, the station's manager, explains the role of the e-board.
We basically run the station. Our e-board's in charge of selecting the music, scheduling interviews, public service announcements on the station. Scheduling, we do it all.
The radio station Ramapo students are familiar with now was reconstructed by Hood nearly 2 years ago, laying the foundation for what WRPR is today.
So we came in, did things like build up the membership, have different events, make a bigger e-board so that we can handle more, you know, information flow and more DJs and stuff.
Is there something you look back and say, wow, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I would have done more with that?
Oh, that's like everything. Riding a wave of revitalization and like changing stuff and trying new stuff to get people involved, because the nature of radio and music's changing so much. People listen to their iPods in their car now. They don't listen to radio. What can we do with WRPR to like engage the students and be like, I need to turn on my radio. I want to listen to WRPR.
In order for that to happen, Hood must look to a successor. Brian Riley and Celia Quinette will co-manage the station next year, aiming to further WRPR's name.
We want to make WRPR a campus name. We want everybody to be aware of the station, and we also want to start podcasting.
Are there any specific ways you guys have in mind now to get the WRPR name or image out there?
More promotions, more giveaways, and just more, you know, visibility on campus.
It will be up to Brian and Celia next year to make sure things keep running smoothly. This is Joey Lewandowski, WRPR News.